It was one of the largest oil spills in the Midwest. And it's not over yet. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Crews are still cleaning up from last July's oil spill in the Kalamazoo River. An oil pipeline owned by Enbridge Energy Partners ruptured and spilled more than 840,000 gallons of heavy crude. The oil polluted Talmadge Creek and more than 30 miles of the Kalamazoo River. Officials with the Environmental Protection Agency say most of that oil has been sucked out of the river, and tens of thousands of cubic yards of contaminated soil have been removed. But the work is far from done. Mark Durnow is the deputy incident commander with the EPA. He's overseeing the cleanup teams. He's standing on the bank of the Kalamazoo River. Dump trucks and loaders rumble over a bridge out to an island in the river.
The islands were heavily contaminated. We didn't expect to see as much oil as we did initially. If you shoveled down into the islands, you would see oil pull into the holes that we would dig.
Workers are scooping out contaminated soil, hauling it to a staging area, and shipping it off-site. Mark Durnow says the weather will dictate what happens next. He says heavy rainstorms will probably move oil around. They won't know how much more cleanup work they'll have to do until they finish their spring assessment.
Once the heavy rains recede, there'll be an assessment of the entire stretch of river to determine whether or not there are substantial amounts of submerged oil in sediment that still exist in the system.
He says if they find a lot of oil at the bottom of the river, the crews will have to remove it. Reports that Enbridge submitted to the EPA and the state of Michigan show the type of oil spilled in the Kalamazoo River was diluted bitumen. Bitumen is a type of oil that comes from tar sands. It's a very thick oil, and it has to be diluted in order to move through pipelines. Mark Durnow says the nature of the oil is making the cleanup more difficult.
I truly believe that the characteristics of this material is the reason we still have such a heavy operation out here. Because it was a very heavy crude, we ended up with a lot more submerged oil than we anticipated having to deal with.
He says the cleanup could continue for another year, but that doesn't include restoration of habitat, and that'll take even longer. And workers will not be able to clean up every last drop of oil. Mark Durnow says that's not feasible, and it would mean damaging sensitive habitats. So he says it's possible some oil will turn up years down the road. Right now, more than 30 miles of the Kalamazoo River down to Morrow Lake are closed to the public. No fishing, no boating, no swimming. The official cause of the oil spill is still under federal investigation. Susan Hedman is the EPA administrator for Region 5. She says Enbridge won't be fined until the investigation is done.
We are committed to holding Enbridge accountable, and not a single penny of taxpayer money will be used to recover this spill.
Enbridge noted in its annual report that the cleanup has cost $550 million so far. Lorraine Grimala is a spokesperson with Enbridge.
You know, we expect the majority of that to be recovered through our insurance, but that $550 million doesn't include anything like any fines or penalties or lawsuits related to the incident.
She says Enbridge spends millions every year to monitor its pipelines for safety. The pipeline that broke in Marshall is part of Enbridge's Lakehead system. The system stretches from North Dakota across Michigan into New York. Over the past decade, the federal government has documented 83 spills and other safety problems on the Lakehead system. The pipeline system is more than 60 years old. EPA's Mark Durnow says that's been on his mind a lot lately.
We know that this is an aging pipeline system, and so we're prepared to have to deal with more frequent spills of this nature. We hope that we don't, but we have to be prepared to do it.
On Thursday, we'll hear from people who have been directly affected by the oil spill and their worries about long-term health effects. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.